Would you come here? God told me, I've been watching you over here, just by the Spirit. God told me you're a coach. And he reminded me of Dean Smith, the great coach of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, Tar Heels. He's a basketball coach there. You poor thing, you don't know. Dean Smith was a so-so basketball player, but he had the ability to coach people to get the very best out of them. And he always had their interest at heart. He was willing, if a guy was, say, a junior and had finished his junior year, and he was the best player in the country, but if Dean Smith felt like it was the right time for him to go to the pros, he would tell him, listen, cut and run, go to the pros, it's time. Don't spend your fourth year here. He always had the interest of the players at heart. And he had the ability to coach men to do what he never could do himself. That's an extraordinary thing. Because the devil says to us, you can't teach somebody to do something you haven't done yourself. But God says to you, you're a coach, and he has given you the ability to teach people and coach people to do things you've never done yourself. And don't let the devil tell you you can't do it. He has given you a heart to want the best for people, and you derive the greatest satisfaction out of seeing other people succeed. That's a coach. It's not about you. It's about the people you coach, and you have an intense, great faith for a lot of people. So don't let the devil tell you you can't do it and that you can't raise up a Michael Jordan the way Dean Smith did. Amen? All right. That's it. That's all I got.
One thing for the sister. I heard the Lord saying that there's a song on the inside of you and that you have a voice to sing. And I hear the Lord saying that it's not, he's moving you forward in a new confidence in your song. I was sitting there and I heard the Lord saying, I want to hear your voice. I want to hear you. I want to hear what's on the inside of you. There's a beautiful release. There's something deposited on the inside of you that in worship that God's going to release to a whole new level. And God says, I'm moving you forward. Don't fight it. Go with it. You're going to be blessed.